Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and we're continuing November's theme of DC Black Label comic books. Today, we're talking about Joker Killer Smile from Jeff Lemire and Andre Sarantino. I can't remember. I don't know how to say his name. Real quick, I'll go over who they are and what they've worked on. They've done a lot of work together. They've worked on Old Man Logan, Gideon Falls, Green Arrow, as I think it was all the stuff they did together. So with Jeff in, Jeff has done so many things in every major company from Marvel, DC, Vertigo. He has his own stuff on Image Comics. He's worked on Valiant Comics stuff. He's worked on Dark Horse stuff with Black Hammer series. Most notably now he's writing a horror comic book called Gideon Falls for Image Comics. Well, not for Image Comics, but on Image Comics with art by Andra. I don't know how to say his name. Like I said, they have a book together called Gideon Falls, which is one day I'll talk about on the show because it's amazing. So that's them. Killer Smile, is a 3-part book. First issue came out on October 30th. Next issue comes out on December 18th, and last issue comes out on February 19th. The cool thing about this book is, much like the last two books have talked about Harleen and Joker, Harley Criminal Sanity, is it's a slightly different take on the mythos of a character. But much like both those previous books, doesn't solely focus on the Joker. It focuses on someone else interacting with the Joker. Like in Harleen, she is still Harleen Quinzel, doctor, who's basically studying inmates at Arkham Asylum, Joker being one of them, in her interaction with Joker in the street. Then with Joker Harley Criminal Sanity, Harley is, again, the focus, but with Joker on the outskirts, kind of like having to do with the main story. And the same thing with Killer Smile. It has to do with a doctor who's working at Arkham who is doing a case study trying to figure out a way to heal the broken mind that is the Joker, thinking that if they can fix him, who's like the hardest case, the most difficult, the most insane, then they can use that to help other people. And in the mindset of this doctor is he can do it. I mean, well, he thinks he can. He's not saying he's guaranteed to do it, but if he can crack the problem and fix Joker, then the rest can easily be fixed through those methods. But in this first issue, you kind of delve into a very classic Joker thing. The first thing you see him is a bunch of people are seeing these balloons floating and they pop, gas is released, and they fall down, dead or not dead, I'm not too sure, probably dead, with rigor mortis smiles and their eyes wide open in a grimace and killer smile. And then they also went back to one of the most classic Joker murder sprees is the smiling fish, used in several books, but it shows what looks to be a subway car that fills up with water and has these smiling fish in them, and then people drowning, of course. And then So this Dr. Benjamin Arnell? Was it Arnell or... I think it's Arnell. He is starting to break. You can see in this one that something's happening. He goes home from one of his sessions with the Joker, and he's reading a story to his son, and it's cool in the book. They actually make it look like you're reading the book because they flip to the pages and it talks about this happy, happy place called Happyville, where all the animals are, it's the happiest place in the world, and everyone there is friends. And one day, Mr. Smile shows up, and he's wielding a chainsaw, and he murders a bunch of the happy people. Well, he can't believe he's reading this story to his son. This is so weird. He stops, and he's, where did you get this book? And his son's like, you gave it to me, don't you remember? And he's like, I just don't think this is appropriate. So he makes his kid go to bed, and he goes to talk to his wife. And in the middle of it, he goes to sleep, and then he's sleeping, and he wakes up to a pop of a balloon and this noise. And it flips to this cool black and white with these colors to indicate that he's essentially affected by the balloon. And he keeps hearing these noises. He goes down to investigate, and as soon as he goes to open the door, his wife shows up on the stairs fully dressed, and she's, you know, can you get Simon ready to go to school? And he's like, what do you mean? I just went to bed. She's like, what are you talking about? It's 8 a.m. And he's clearly lost time. And so the next time he goes in to talk to Joker, he wants to get Joker's origin. He says, where did you come from? And because he brings up the story about the fish that happened a bunch of years ago. He says, You must have some kind of background in chemistry. Is what happened to your face a chemical reaction to an experiment gone wrong? And the Joker says, oh, you want to play the origin story game? He says, be careful, I'm really good at this, I'll win. And so he says, all right, I'll tell you a story. I come from a place called Happyville. And he recites back the page, the passage on the page in the children's book that he was reading his son, and the doctor freaks out, runs the bathroom, is splashing his face with water, sees trickles of blood, turns around, and one of the bathroom stall's door is covered in blood, and he goes to open it, and he sees someone there with a rigor mortis smile and blood, and then he slips and falls and lands, looks down his hands, doesn't see any blood anymore, and a guy rushes out saying, what the hell's wrong with you? Pulling his pants up, like, you just walked in on me. And then he realizes that it's all a vision, and then you hear the Joker continuing the story that was originally read to his son about one of the animals going to Mr. Smile's house and asking him, why did you do this? He's like, well, why don't you come in and I'll tell you. And the animal knows that it's a trap, but yet he still goes in. And right as he steps towards the threshold, Mr. Smiles is hiding a knife, and then he stabs him. And with his last dying breath, or dying right there, Mr. Smiles asks him, you knew this was going to happen. Why did you come in? And he, with his last dying breath, the animal says, I wanted to know how it feels. And then the book ends. So it's pretty interesting. It's another one, much like Harleen, where you're seeing the effects Joker has on people, and he's breaking them. And I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know if that's really happening, but the psychosis and the delusions are obviously part of it. And so it's interesting to see it's not Joker Harley this time, but it is Joker doing what he does best, which is fucking with people, and really gets an interesting weird thing. Again, I don't know where it's going other than the fact that the doctor's slowly losing it, and even why his wife says when they're going to bed, you haven't been yourself lately, and she's afraid that the work at Arkham is getting to him, but he assures her he's not. But Anyhow, so that is that's the basic story. Like I said, the art is tremendous. It's again very photo. Photorealistic in a way. It's very, very detailed. It's highly stylized. It's, if you've seen any of Sorrentino's work through, I mean, anything of his runs on like Green Arrow or Uncanny X-Men, All New X-Men, Old Man Logan, Secret Empire, or I haven't seen his Eye Vampire stuff he did with Joshua Hill. Flavkov, I can't remember how to say his name. I haven't even talked about it on the show. I can't talk about it. I don't even know how to say it. But especially his Gideon Falls stuff, the art is extremely, extremely well done, and it's very detailed and has a, I don't want to say, like, it's not surreal, but it's very, very, very realish portrait style, highly detailed, but also very characterized. This one's a little different because they draw the Joker when he's talking. They never really show him like up close. They're showing the panels will have part of his face in it, and it's a very interesting way of doing it, and it's a cool way. And again, a book that has a glimpse of Batman in it, and that's about it. Batman shows up on one page. One page in it, and he punches the Joker, leading, I'm guessing, to his arrest and reincarnation. Jesus. Oh, I can't talk. Oh, my goodness. Really? Reincarceration into Arkham Asylum. Wow, that was terrible. Like I said, the art is fantastic. So far, the story is pretty interesting. It'll be interesting to see where it comes from or where it goes, because, well, it's hard to say with one issue. But, just like anything Jeff does, it's probably going to be pretty spectacular. It'll be fun to read. And this is the first of two books I think he's doing technically with Black Label right now. He has the Question, which the first issue comes out actually tomorrow as of the recording of this. The 20th of November. But yeah, it should be fun too. But yeah, kind of excited to see where this one goes and see kind of what they do with the story going forward. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. Again, we were talking about DC Black Label Comics. Today's book we were talking about was Joker Killer Smile. Tune in next week when we switch gears up a little bit, because we will be talking about a much different book, that has nothing to do with superheroes. It's a fantasy horror, book, called The Last God, and, I'll talk to you all about it next week here on this here podcast. So that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. Again, as always, I am your host, Cody. And like always wrap up, I like to say, let's be awesome.